Yes, hello and welcome to the Manological Podcast. We are indeed back for season two. Mrs. Lobo kindly renewed us for another series, so we will be bringing you the latest news, reviews, and all-round fantastic Manological content every week or so. We have a fresh batch of new podcasters for this season, a couple of familiar voices, but lots of new ones. So let's meet them.
Hi, I am Emmy.
Hi, I'm Erin.
Hi, I'm Layla.
Hi, I'm Sonia.
Hi, I'm Dylan.
And we're all year three.
Hi, I'm Harry and I'm in year four.
Hi, I'm Casey.
Hi, I'm Charlie.
Hi, I'm Anand.
Hi, I'm Kobe.
And we're all in year five.
Hi, I'm James and I'm in year six.
Hi, I'm Louis and I'm in year six.
Hi, I'm Abba and I'm in year six.
It's great to have them all on board for this term. Now, with the start of the new year, it brings us some new house and sports captains. So here are James and Louis talking us through the new appointments.
With the new start to the school year, we also need to have new house and sports captains.
At Manor Lodge, there are four different houses: Phoenix, Centaurs, Unicorns and Griffins.
Each house has two house captains and two sports captains.
Starting off with Phoenix house captains, Reuben and Louis.
The Phoenix sports captains, Lizzie and Sammy.
The Unicorns house captains are Emily and Freddie.
The Unicorn sports captains are Arthur and Zane.
The Centaurs house captains are Sophia and Kaelin.
The Centaurs sports captains are Lachlan and Maya.
The Griffins house captains are Obba and Myra.
The Griffins sports captains are Jensen and Amelia.
They all play important roles to help with the house events.
We wish them well in their new roles this year.
We also have some new members of staff at Manor Lodge this term. Here's Layla and Emma, who wanted to introduce them to you.
Today we are going to talk about our very special teachers and introduce the new teachers that have recently started at Manor Lodge. Because we love our teachers and they are very kind. My teacher is Mr. Mason. He's very nice and kind. My teacher is Mrs. Hyer and she is nice and thoughtful. Another new teacher is Mr. Clark. He's a games and PE teacher. At the moment, he has been teaching hockey and football. Mrs. Toffle is also a games teacher. She's very nice and she's a hockey teacher for us.
Mrs. Price is a new teacher too. She teaches reception and is very kind.
Mrs. Ripkin teaches art on Thursday and Friday. And Mrs. O'Connor is a new form teacher in year four.
We're looking forward to getting to know them all and hope they all settle into Manor Lodge well.
Yes, and we look forward to hopefully hearing from some of them in upcoming episodes. But for this week, James and Louis interviewed an old stalwart of Manor Lodge, Mr. Kavanagh.
Hello, people who are viewing this episode. Today we're interviewing Mr. Kavanagh, and here he is, right beside me.
Hello everyone, I am Mr. Kavanagh.
He's the deputy head here at Manor Lodge School, and we have some questions for him. Our first one is, did you always want to be a teacher?
I've wanted to be a teacher for a long time. They're not necessarily always. I had other interests. I did consider getting into sport as a journalist or a commentator or something like that, but teaching was something I couldn't not do, and I love it, so I'm glad I did.
How did you get inspired to be a teacher?
Well, my mum was my headmistress when I was at prep school, so that sort of had an influence on me, but my inspiration was a teacher called Johnny Taylor, who's still at Merchant Taylor's, where I went to school. And he's the teacher I remember seeing. Well, he taught me history at GCSE. I thought, I want to be like that. So he was the inspiration, I think.
What's been your favourite moment as a teacher?
Ooh, that's very difficult, actually, because there's been so many good things. That's tough. There's one thing comes to mind. I helped a boy in the sixth form. He had lots of difficulties and had a difficult home life, and we managed to get him to a very good university and a course, and now he's having a very good life. So I think I made a big difference in his life, so probably that.
What's your dream job?
In teaching or anything in the world?
Anything in the world, anything.
I mean, a dream job. Do I have to say teaching? I don't know.
No, you don't. You don't have to say teaching.
Right. Okay. Dream job. The dream job is obviously being a deputy head at Manor Lodge School, obviously. But if I had to choose another one, I would say possibly centre forward for Liverpool.
What was your favourite lesson at school?
Sport, games, PE.
What is your favourite hobby?
I enjoy sport a lot, and games as well. So sport and games. So I play basketball. Used to play rugby a lot, but I also like things like pool and snooker and darts and things like that. Reading. So it's something I do a lot of reading, books, and playing sport with my kids, I suppose, if that counts as a hobby. That's pretty much every weekend, sports with the kids.
Thank you very much.
Oh, that wasn't so difficult. Good.
Thank you, boys. Mr. Kavanagh can breathe a sigh of relief. Now, our new podcasters are full of tons of ideas and knowledge that they really want to share on the podcast. So first up, here we have Harry with the top five deadliest animals in the world.
Today I'm going to talk about the top five deadliest animals in the world. Number five, Black Mamba. Black Mamba is one of the deadliest snakes in the world. Number four, Box Jellyfish. The box jellyfish is the world's most deadly marine animal. Number three, Hippos. Hippos have deadly teeth which makes them deadly. Number two, Mosquitoes. Mosquitoes have deadly bites. Number one, the most deadly animal is a saltwater crocodile, because it has super sharp teeth. Thank you for listening. I hope you found it interesting.
Thanks, Harry. I'll certainly do my best to steer clear of all of those. Next, we have Dylan and Sonia, who have a keen interest in space. And here they are with some fun facts about the moon.
Today, we are going to give you fun facts about the moon. If asteroids crash on the moon, it will create craters. Craters are big holes in the moon. Craters can fit about a whole city in them. If you drive to the moon, it will take 5 months to get there. There are lots of different shapes the moon makes, like crescent, quarter, gibbous and full moon. Scientists made bigger and bigger telescopes to see lots of things in space, like the moon. In Egypt, thousands of years ago, people known as astronomers studied the skies. They also saw that there was a full moon every 29 days. A French artist, Louis Daguerre, helped create a process for taking photos in 1890. He tried to take a photo of the moon. We hope you enjoyed our fun facts about the moon.
Absolutely. Now, Charlie and Casey like the weird and the wonderful. So here they are with some crazy world records.
Hi, my name is Charlie.
And my name is Casey.
The top 10 craziest world records. Today we will be telling you about the top 10 craziest world records. And trust me, you're going to be blown away.
There's a 38-year-old man with a tongue measuring 10.3 centimetres. That's a lot of ice cream for him.
There is a house worth an astonishing £1.5 billion. You've guessed it, it's Buckingham Palace.
There is a man with a beard measuring 17 feet and 6 inches. Is that Mr. Twit, Charlie?
The world's fastest car is a Bugatti Vulcan. It's super cool. Properly built for speed and performance.
There's also a Domino's run made for 15,524 pieces, which is roughly 51.7 metres long.
The most bees ever put on a human is a horrifying 1.1 million bees.
Somehow, someone has been able to hold their breath underwater for almost 25 minutes. Wish I could do that. I would be first in line for Aquaman.
The tallest man in the world is a man called Robert Pershing Woodlow, who's 8 feet 11 inches tall. And people told me I'm tall, but just imagine him.
The longest fingernails ever are a set of nails measuring nearly 1,000 centimetres long. And I bet English comprehension is pretty hard with nails like that, so maybe I should grow mine that long. Although, I'm sure Mrs. Desikassian won't have the same opinion on that.
Thank you so much for listening to our podcast, and we hope you enjoyed it. But also, keep an eye out for Year 5 fingernails.
I certainly will. Thanks, boys. Next, we have Erin, who loves her books and wanted to tease the opening of one of her recent favourites.
I want to read an extract from How to Train Your Dragon. I want to share this paragraph with you because I think the book is great and I want to give you a little taster. Long ago, on the wild and windy Isle of Buck, a smallish Viking with a longish name stood up to his ankles in snow. Hiccup Horrendous Haddock the Third, the hope and heir to the tribe of the Hairy Hooligans, had been feeling slightly sick ever since he woke up that morning. 10 boys, including Hiccup, were hoping to become full members of the tribe by passing the Dragon Initiation Program. They were standing on a bleak little beach at the bleakest spot on the whole bleak island. A heavy snow was falling. "Pay attention!" screamed Gobber the Belch, the soldier in charge of the teaching initiation. "This will be your first military operation, and Hiccup will be commanding the team." "Oh, not Hiccup," groaned Dog's Breath the Durbrain and most of the other boys. "You can't put Hiccup in charge, sir. He's useless."
Fabulous. Thank you, Erin. Brilliant reading, and yes, a firm favourite, that one. I think you'll agree that all the children have done a great job with this episode. So please do subscribe, spread the word, and keep a lookout for forthcoming episodes. Thanks very much for listening. We do like to bookend our podcast with the children's fantastic musical talents too. We have an original creation from Obba as our intro music this week. And now to play us out, here's Harry playing the Jeff Buckley classic, Hallelujah, on the piano.
Thank you for listening to the Manor Lodge School Podcast.